Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Listen to me. I am a pleading mother. I don't want any one of you to feel what this feels like.
Nashville parent Mary Joyce begged Tennessee state lawmakers to pass legislation to potentially prevent another school shooting like the one in March that left three of her daughter's classmates dead. Instead, a week-long special legislative session on guns and mental health ended with little to show for it. One bill was passed encouraging the safe storage of guns, while another increased funding for school mental health services. Pushing and shoving between lawmakers broke out on the House floor as parents shouted their frustrations from the gallery. A newly filed lawsuit aims to keep former President Donald Trump off the 2024 ballot in New Hampshire due to his involvement with the January 6th insurrection. Meanwhile, conservative talk show host Charlie Kirk says his listeners have inundated the New Hampshire Secretary of State's office with phone calls to ensure Trump is included.
And I'm trying to find the pressure points. We are trying to find the pressure points of where they're going to try to pull a fast one against the United States Constitution.
Both the New Hampshire Secretary of State and Attorney General have said any implication that either office is attempting to remove Trump's name is misinformation, and the state is carefully reviewing the legal issues involved. A federal judge has entered a default judgment against former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani in a defamation lawsuit brought by two Georgia election workers. Wandera Arshe Moss says false accusations that she committed ballot fraud made her question her decision to help with the election.
I could have done anything else, but that's what I decided to do. And now people are lying and spreading rumors and lies and attacking my mom.
Giuliani conceded last month he made false public statements, but argued he was protected by the First Amendment. He has been ordered to pay more than $130,000 in fees. A new rule by the Biden administration could extend overtime pay to more than 3 million additional salaried workers. Acting Labor Secretary Julie Sue says the proposal stems from discussions with employers, workers, and unions nationwide.
To workers who are organizing for power and respect in the workplace, know that we see you, we stand with you, and we will fight for you.
Overtime pay would be extended to workers with salaries of roughly $55,000 a year, greatly impacting those in retail, food, and hospitality managerial positions. And Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell appeared to briefly freeze up Wednesday at an event in Kentucky. It happened just weeks after he experienced a similar episode during a news conference in Washington. The 81-year-old McConnell was asked by a reporter whether he would run for re-election in 2026, but was unable to answer. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.